staying there, you're just stupid. I mean, it's just plain stupid. Being told by the National Weather Service this is the worst flooding in Sandy Hook since 1903, I don't know. And candidly, I don't care. Those kind of references could be for the history books. What people need to understand is this is bad.
That's Governor Chris Christie. He never minces words. He's talking about getting out of the way of Hurricane Sandy, New Jersey, just one of the states, declared a state of emergency. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I know many of you that are hanging out are worried about this storm. If you've been watching the Weather Channel, you would think it's Armageddon. Seriously. The superstorm scenarios are unfolding virtually every minute. People are talking about what's happening in the Northeast. New Jersey, not the only state of emergency. Connecticut, Maryland, Massachusetts as well. In fact, here's Governor Deval Patrick talking about what he's thinking of in Massachusetts.
The National Weather Service expects very strong and damaging winds, major coastal flooding, and significant beach erosion. Hurricane Sandy is now forecast to hit Massachusetts around 2 in the morning, tomorrow, Monday morning, first on Martha's Vineyard, and then reaching the South Coast and East Coast before noon tomorrow.
Wow, boy, scary stuff. A lot of people have been tracking this thing. I always say that America Tonight is like the buzz in your backyard. Is that the buzz that has now replaced the election and the race to 270 electoral votes? Thank goodness it's not happening a week from now, because it would completely rip up the election without a doubt. But this storm could affect the election still, both in campaign stops for all the people who are campaigning and for the early voting, because some of that early voting polling stuff will have to be closed down. Think of the fire stations and emergency places that are a lot of times open as polling places. I know the first time I voted was in a fire station. It was set up that way. So certainly there will be early effects, but will it hit the election next week? It depends on just how awful this storm is. In New York, mass transit, if you will, planes, trains, and automobiles, it would be almost impossible to get on the island. No subways, all of that stopped at 7 o'clock in the evening on Sunday. 8,000 flights have been canceled. I think the entire week in aviation is going to be very tough, and not just for the people on the East Coast, because others will be affected by flights that were supposed to go to one area and then go to another area. Without a doubt, there are people that are going to get wet. There are going to be floods, and we'll see just how battered some of these areas end up being, because there's no way to know that other than to look at the forecast, and these forecasts seem to be dead on. Something could be tweaked or twist or turn, and let's hope so, because I'm not wishing to see the worst storm in history. And to talk about these devastating things that have happened to people, as I know we have many listeners in that area, I have lots of family in the area, and it's no joke. You're talking about power lines that'll be down. I just saw a graphic not too long ago where the graphic said likely. It didn't even say, now they're forecasting for sure because of winds. This is probably where the power lines are going to go down in New Jersey and Connecticut and in some of these areas. You can count on it. Here's the possible ones. So now we're forecasting power outages, and that's the reason why the cupboard is bare in so many stores in the East Coast. The refineries will be shut down, so that will affect the prices of gas. Absolutely, when you talk about closing the massive transit network in New York, the largest in North America, you got 8.5 million people a day riding it. That's serious stuff. It means everybody is afraid to not take this thing as it could come, that it could be the biggest one that we've seen in a very, very long time. So I think it's probably pretty smart. If it's exaggerated or something changes, great. But why would you take the chance? You'd have all those people on the road or trapped, stuck, people in schools, kids in schools, and having to figure out how to get them would be disastrous. And that's what leads to so many of the chain of events that has happened in the past, where you have wall-to-wall, you know, bumper-to-bumper traffic and wall-to-wall problems that you can't even get to because you didn't take the necessary precautions. Even Amtrak, like I said, planes, trains, and automobiles, they're canceling almost every single service on the entire eastern seaboard. Bus lines connected to the trains also canceled because of that. You know, it's the high winds, the seas, what will happen with the seas. They don't know how awful that's going to be, but the predictions don't look pretty. They don't look good. We're talking about huge swells and in some areas high tide, and then that's going to cause even more problems too. In Washington, government offices completely shut down. Now, how it's twisted into the campaign already, Mitt Romney was supposed to be in Virginia. He was going to do a stop in Virginia. So that was canceled, and also something in New Hampshire. Instead, he hooked up with Paul Ryan, his VP, and campaigned in Ohio. The president was supposed to be campaigning. He went back to the White House to keep tabs on what was happening with the hurricane. And as I mentioned, early voting could be pretty tough for some people. I would imagine that areas where they normally might even hold the early voting or the polling may have to be turned into something else, because people that might have homes wrecked or flooded will be looking for shelter, and usually that's set up in a school gymnasium or some of the places where you would see polling, that early voting. So if that's the case, what's going to take precedence? The answer would be, of course, would be the people who are in need. Also, there was a scare in Hawaii over a tsunami. Can you imagine? I think all of us are pretty close to what happened in Japan in 2011. We're still talking about Fukushima and radiation. A Canadian quake that was 7.7 led to a lot of people looking for higher ground and others deciding they were going to try to wait it out, as in the islands of Hawaii, Halloween is a big deal, and this was the Halloween weekend, but there were a lot of people who heeded the advisory. So even though it was canceled at 1 in the morning on Saturday, you had bumper-to-bumper traffic on roads from the coast in Honolulu to get to higher ground. About 80,000 people live in evacuation zones on the island of Oahu, where Honolulu is located. So you even had people that were visiting that were in the hotels that were trying to get out of there. And some braving it. 7.7 in Canada, tsunami warnings in Hawaii. Stay with us, more on the storm coming up next. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. October 31st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1720.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1762.87, 881.43 for a half ounce, and 440.72 for a quarter ounce. That's 1762.87, 881.43, and 440.72.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I love storms, so I couldn't wait for something like this. It's really exciting. I already went to all the stores. I have like 5 cases of water, about 10 gallons of water, batteries, flashlights. I have a fireplace. I went and bought like a whole bushel of wood. So we're set.
And it sounds like you're staying.
Oh, we're staying. It's exciting.
Wow, exciting is not the way most people would describe this. An impending Armageddon. That's the problem, and that's why Chris Christie and some others get hot under the collar, because they're worried. They're worried about people going out and taking pictures and then getting washed into the water and floating away. Sadly, that's not an exaggeration. That's happened many, many, many times when people see the surge and the big waves, and they don't realize how close they're getting to it. And then the concern of we're staying if they're in a low-lying area, or if it just happens to be a place that gets flooded, what a catastrophe that is for people who are then stuck in a house and end up on the top of a roof. That's the problem with that. The Coast Guard, like I said before, warning that it could be devastating, what's happening as a result of Hurricane Sandy. We just, you just don't know when you look at the graphs and you see highlighted red areas. To me, if I was in the middle of this thing, honestly, if I was in the middle of this thing, I can say this. Maybe I would board the house up and I would, to be sure, I would get out of the way of this thing. I would try to go someplace else, because why ride it out? Why ride it out if you don't have to ride it out? I don't understand that. It'd be so much easier to go someplace else and then come back if you did that ahead of time, especially if you had friends or family in areas that were definitely more inland. I think it would be better to just, you want to snap your pictures on the way out of town, someplace far away from where the surf is pounding, and then just hit it. I'd say that's exactly what you would want to do. And some of these New Jersey coastlines, Cape May, New Jersey, Ocean City, in Delaware, Rehoboth, you see the coastline, and it's scary how big the swells are and what could then end up being more than just power outages, more where people are dealing with high water and, as I said, end up on a roof somewhere or in a worse situation. High tide is scheduled for around 8:30 in some of those areas of Delaware and New Jersey. That's where you would really see that big flooding if Sandy came ashore then. You're talking maybe 6 to 11 feet in New York Harbor and Long Island Sound. So that's big travel nightmares. That's big headaches for everybody in and around that area. That's why they were smart to scuttle the schedules and not have people put in those situations. Just say, listen, you can't get here. So that means a lot of businesses will be shut down. I think in New York City, probably in Philadelphia and in Connecticut and some of the other places that could find themselves in the in this situation. So there were signs I thought was interesting in some of these seaside areas that were, you know, what they used to write. You used to see this in the Gulf Coast. Be kind to us, Sandy. Don't hurt us, all that kind of stuff. But it doesn't look like there's any reprieves in the making. Because where is this eye going to be, and what territory and what kind of swath is it going to cut, I think, ultimately is the thing. Okay, a couple of other quick things about Hurricane Sandy. I mentioned this, but the New York Stock Exchange, the NASDAQ, they're going to close, probably could be closed through Tuesday. We know the transportation's closed. Also, if you have flights, you're listening to me anywhere in the country, double-check those flights. Because a lot of the flights will be canceled, and they keep canceling more and more. From South Carolina all the way up to people listening to me right now in Maine, some cases you're being evacuated, others are being warned about what could possibly happen, especially in those areas where you know the flooding is a possibility. So many people went out to fill up their cars with gas. The stations ran out of gas and had to shut down, but that's a smart thing to do, is to make sure you have enough gas, to make sure you have enough flashlight power and all that other sort of stuff. Now, I feel like I'm lecturing here since we started talking about Hurricane Sandy, but I went through a hurricane once when I was a kid, Hurricane Agnes, and I saw what that was like, where you had people canoeing down the street and you had down power lines and all the things that they're predicting for this one, and it really took a while to dig out of that. And it, in the beach areas, it was terrible. People that had houses washed away and parts of houses washed away, and they were just trying to find things. They had cars that were ruined, and it was it wasn't something that just came and went in a day. It wasn't like, ooh, that's a bad storm. It was something that lingered for a very, very long time. For kids who love to get out of school and they're just dying for some snow, they didn't get snow, but they got Hurricane Sandy. So classes were canceled for at least 2 million plus students on the Eastern Seaboard. It could be more than that, because as the storm is talked about, excuse me, more people more schools are starting to realize, oh, I don't know if I want to deal with this headache. By the time you close school and you've got kids here, this could be worse than we imagined. So I think that number is going to get higher. It's not just going to be Connecticut or New Jersey. It's going to expand to other areas where they haven't called it yet at this point, because they don't want to end up in a situation where they, as I said, you've got kids scrambling around and you're trying to get them home. And you can't do it because you've got so much traffic and so many problems that it's hard to get them out of there. That's where you get that early closing stuff. Why send them there in the first place? It doesn't make any sense. If you think that you're going to end up sending them home and you don't know the predictability of the hurricane, I'd say take the risk on the day, especially with kids. If we have all these other businesses in the city closing down, for goodness sake, I think with kids, it would make complete sense to just get ahead of this and you know, drop it as drop them out as soon as you can, so that they don't even have to get ready and go to school. It doesn't make any sense to me. All right, Virginia is so key. The governor of Virginia is saying that he's going to do everything he can to keep the early voting up, to keep the polls open. And The reason why is because Virginia is one of those swing states, absolutely a battleground area. And as the hurricane is wreaking havoc, or could wreak havoc, one of the places that will be absolutely, one of the places that would be absolutely a ground zero would be Virginia, because of the 106 counties. And right now, the prediction is Obama is in the lead. So if he's in the lead in Virginia, you have a Republican governor who's saying, well, we want to make sure everybody gets a chance to vote. I think they're going to try to do whatever they can to make sure people do get to vote, because they're concerned about where Virginia is going to go. And that's a state, when you're looking at 270 electoral votes, that you would need if you're Mitt Romney. If it's the same as it was before, then Obama would get Virginia. But that's one that Romney needs. That's one that he would use in the race to 270, and it would, I think, hurt him if he didn't. I think it would hurt him if he didn't. If he didn't get Virginia, really, frankly, if he didn't get Virginia, I think that would hurt the numbers, because Ohio, Virginia, Florida, different amounts of electoral votes, but Virginia is certainly a hotbed area. And right now, it looks like Obama, 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 and they are trying to change that. So you can bet that governor is doing everything he can to have the voting places stay open, because he certainly doesn't want the chance that too many people would have voted early, and now they're not going to vote early. And that could ultimately affect what happens in Virginia, as I said, the 106 counties. Tough to say which way they'll go. Hey, speaking of voting, voter fraud and keeping elections clean, that's our next guest. This is a re-rack from last week, a great conversation we had with Carlos Duarte. You don't want to miss it. He talks about just how significant it is, how important it is to have our elections be clean elections, be safe for people to vote, so they don't end up in a situation where they feel intimidated. And he's worried about voter intimidation. I'll let you hear his story rather next on America Tonight.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox, on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Well, so let me start by saying that people need to realize that voting is the one thing that makes us all Americans. And I think that people need to realize that not all the countries have this opportunity to really choose the people that are going to be deciding the fate of our nation every single day. We're not only voting, of course, for president, but we're voting for city council people, we're voting for state of education people that are determining what we're learning at our schools, what goes into our textbooks, and so on and so forth. So the democracy that we have really does not work unless we, the people, define through our vote what is it that we want to see. So in that case, it's particularly outrageous when there are coordinated or concerted efforts that are trying to prevent people from voting. Now, let me rephrase that. You know, I don't know if the intention is to prevent people of color from voting or not, but that is the effect that it actually has. And I'm talking here of very different and complex issues. On the one hand, we have systematic and systemic efforts by some politicians that have been passing laws or trying to pass laws in several states, not only in Texas, that would have, and I'm not saying this, it's the courts that have said that would have disproportionate impact not only on people of color, but also on the elderly and the young. So we can talk a little bit about that. But also, we have these other groups that are not necessarily affiliated with the government that are making every effort to try and prevent people from voting by intimidating them as they approach the polls and using other techniques.
Yeah, what are some of what are some of those techniques that you're saying the intimidation? What would be an intimidation tactic?
Well, so we know that under the guise of trying to protect the integrity of the vote, which of course we are all interested in,
yeah.
And that's what makes America great. The fact that we have that we are a country of that is guided by the rule of law. So we all have in the best interest to have the system work properly. But under that guise, what we have are specific groups that are presenting themselves as poll watchers. And what they do is that they start questioning voters as they approach the polling place. Now, this is illegal. People need to know that poll watchers are not supposed to be approaching you or talking to you or even questioning you at all. So just to give you an example, Monday morning, at the very beginning of early voting here in Texas, I had one of my organizers wearing her Mi Familia Vota t-shirt. And we're having this huge event where one of the schools is actually marching from the school to the church because that's where the polling place is, and they're going to go vote there. So my organizer goes before everyone else just to make sure that everything is in place and that there will be no problem. And she tries to go in into the polling place to vote. And immediately a poll watcher approaches her and says, you know what, you cannot come in wearing that t-shirt. And then she immediately says, okay, first of all, I want to see your ID. Who are you? And second, why am I not supposed to be using this? So in the end, I mean, long story short, it took her 45 minutes to be able to actually come in and vote. Now, this, of course, is a persistent organizer that knew her rights. Now, can you imagine what would happen to someone that really doesn't know their rights, that is just being approached? And again, I mean, she is Latina, and she's being approached by two older white American poll watchers that are approaching her. And, of course, she didn't feel intimidated because she's an organizer. But
sure.
What would happen to a different person, right?
Right, absolutely, with the poll watchers. I'm glad that you clarify that so everybody listening realizes anywhere where you're listening to us, that shouldn't happen to you. And I can imagine with the elderly would be the same thing. Maybe someone who's a little frail, they come in, it's an awkward thing as they're trying to maneuver to the polls, and boy, that would certainly make them nervous, I would assume. And especially, what if their English isn't as good?
That's correct. And you know, here in Texas, we have the advantage, in Harris County in particular, we have the advantage that, you know, the materials are not only in English and Spanish, but also now in Chinese for the very first time, you know, which is amazing. Now, you know, the people have the right to go in and vote, even if they are wearing promotional materials in their shirts, as long as they cover it. I mean, as long as they cover it, they have the right. But the most important thing is that sometimes if people, and I find this with new voters, that they are intimidated by the machines, the voting machines. They don't know how
sure.
to use it, even though it's extremely easy. I mean, people need to know that it is extremely easy. But they have the right to have someone walk with them to the polling place. They go all the way to go with them so they can actually vote. They can actually take in a voter guide with them, you know, to remind them who they want to vote for, right? So sometimes the ballot is so long and it has so many, for example, in this case, bond issues that they don't want to remember, you know, how they want to vote on each one of these issues. So they actually can take in materials that they can use at the polling place.
Yeah. I mentioned this at the top as I kind of glossed over your bio. You have a great background, but it would take half the show to talk about it, Carlos. And I guess that's the good news is that you're so involved. But the one line that I mentioned, and this is truer than ever about you. I've talked to several people about what you've done. You really have pushed that whole civic participation, as I called it, you know, get out there, be involved in the community. And you've done this for over 15 years. What have you found? Are you seeing that things are getting better and people are getting more involved and are having more of that pride in the country? And geez, I want to know my rights. I want to know what I could do, and I want to be involved in helping the community. Are you seeing it really grow up?
Well, you know, I think that one of the great things about this country is that we participate in civic organizations. And I think that several years ago, there was this book, Bowling Alone, that was presenting the issue that maybe we are not organizing ourselves into intermediate institutions any longer. I find that not to be true. I find that people are still connecting through their church, through civic organizations, through their unions, through all of these neighborhood associations. And that's where and how they are learning to engage civically. Now, something that really amazes me is that recent or new citizens, people that immigrated here and that have gone through a long process, you know, going through their residency and then eventually becoming citizens, they actually vote at a higher rate than native-born Americans. So, you know, it actually makes them grow this pride in this country because it took them a lot of time to get there. Now, native-born Americans, as they start learning about the issues and how they affect them, not only do they start participating more at the ballot box, but also, you know, start getting more engaged in talking to their elected officials. And now with the explosion of the social media, you see them sending emails to their elected officials to the point where they're saying, you know what, we get it. Don't send emails anymore. We get it. You know, we hear you.
I think that's great. I love your point about that. There's nothing like going to a swearing-in ceremony, if you will, a citizen ceremony, and you really get swelled up. You see the pride. And so good for everybody that has gone through that. They know what it's like. They know that now they have the right to vote. And I say this all the time, Carlos, on my show. I've been to other countries, and I've seen what happens with the stuffing of the ballot boxes and whatnot. Even I covered a big election in Mexico with the pre-independistas in Chihuahua, and the people were just great, but the people knew there was, you know, you had guns and soldiers around, and you had some stuffing of the ballot boxes, and you wouldn't dare ask very many questions about that. So I think, you know, we live in a great country, and we realize we should have free and fair and decent elections, and people should be able to go and vote and not be intimidated, don't you think?
Yes, and I think that that's the point. We, all of us, need to do our part so that this democracy works. So if you are not educated enough, then learn more. If you haven't voted, then you need to go out and vote. I mean, today is the day. You need to do it, right?
Right.
But also, instead of creating these fantasies and monsters that there is voter fraud or through voter impersonation, really what we need to be doing is encouraging our fellow Americans to actively engage so that they can make their voices heard so that we can have a stronger America taking advantage of the wonderful diversity that we have as a country.
Well said. Carlos Duarte, Texas State Director of Mi Familia Vota, thanks so much for coming on, and I echo the same things you say. Go and vote, everyone. Thanks, Carlos.
Thank you so much.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you're not prepared, get PreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits. With instructors, GCN's Vincent Finelli from USA Prepares. Plus, the freeze-dry guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Shealy, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com, November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillen. I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
To America tonight. Very pleased to welcome Derek Green to the show. He's with the NCPPR's Black Leadership Network, Project 21. We've talked to so many people. Such a great organization. And he's got a piece that he's written called Economic Chickens Come Home to Roost. You might know where we're going with this if you've paid attention to what we've been talking about all year long from New Hampshire on down and Tampa and everything in between. And what all of you have been asking me and what you've been wrestling with this election coming up, and many of you doing the early voting thing, what has the president done during his presidency that has hurt the middle class and the poor? It's the middle class that we keep wondering, where is the middle class? Derek, thanks for popping on America tonight. We appreciate it.
I appreciate it as well. Thanks for having me.
Now, there's a reason that you titled your piece that, and you say it right in the beginning. Where did you grab the, and of course it's a famous saying, chickens coming home to roost, but what did you think of when you threw that phrase out there?
Well, I was specifically thinking of Obama's pastor, Jeremiah Wright, in one of his now infamous sermons where he said Americans' chickens were coming home to roost. And, you know, I had thought about the continuing bad news that seemed to be slowly escalating over the past several months that made me tie those two together and pin this piece.
And you know, we've got so many people that right now are stuck in this, and you address this in the beginning. I've been to Washington three or four times talking about insurance and what's going on. I say insurance and because you reference that, but what's going on with health care and Obamacare and the Supreme Court ruling and all that kind of stuff, and the realization that now there's a big chunk of Americans that are going to be in that, caught in that group of the no insurance tax penalty if this thing fully goes forward. So the average penalty, as you point out, is $1,200. Do you think somehow, I mean, this was talked about a little bit when, you know, the individual mandate, when health care was first discussed, but do you think that people, I think, Derek, people aren't realizing how many people it's going to affect and how upset the people are going to be. Do you think that?
I agree with that 100%. It's interesting that, you know, a lot of people will get their news and information from the 30-second sound bites that they hear generally off of television. And when you hear it off of television, by and large, it comes from a particular vantage point that, you know, is similar to the president and his administration. So what they're not telling you, they say the devil is in the details, and that's accurate when it comes to Obamacare. Not a lot of people realize that because it was, you know, considered a tax by the Supreme Court, the average American family is going to have to pay more money out of their pocket, either whether they have insurance or if they don't. So by mandating them having to pay that $1,200, and again, $1,200 is just an average. We all know that cost is going to go up if it's fully implemented. So it's taking the money out of people's pockets. And so what people are hearing is Obama passed Obamacare. Now people have health insurance, but they're not realizing what that exactly means. And so if it's fully implemented, a lot of people are going to have a little bit of sticker shock, and they're not going to be too happy about it.
Yeah, I agree. And I started this off by going through some of the things that you talked about right in the beginning of your piece of the economic chickens. But what is it, do you think, that overall, when you started to crunch the numbers, and I love this because it's a real numbers piece, and I always say I'm a numbers person. You talk about all kinds of things and back up what you're saying with the dollars, you know, the dollar and cents of it. What do you think people don't realize, the of everything that you wrote about, what do you think people don't realize is really going to slam them the most, the middle class the most?
You know, that's a good question. And you know, there's a lot of segment of Americans who just aren't numbers people, you know. So I put the numbers in so people can see the black and white. You know, you can't really fudge numbers. You can fudge essays and you can fudge summaries about things, but you can't fudge numbers. And so, you know, I think it's going to be several things. I think it's definitely going to be the penalty that they have to pay. But if they're not making as much money as they were before, and I put this in my piece, that also is going to work against them. Now they have to pay, they're paying two taxes basically, not making as much as they were because maybe one person or two people in the house have been unemployed for such a long period of time. Now they have to pay the Obamacare tax. Now they're paying higher gas prices. Now they're paying higher food prices. You know, so all these type of things kind of cascade and the dots connect. And I think that, you know, a lot of people may not get particular issues. They may not get the foreign policy and they may not get the social issues. But they understand when it hits them in their pockets. They start to immediately understand. And, you know, I always joke, you know, people always say, well, I first became conservative after I saw how much I was paying in taxes. You know, it's funny to joke about, but I think people really, truly understand it once it starts to hit them in their wallets.
Yeah. And I say that all the time. I kind of rip it off from the credit card commercial. They say, what's in your wallet? And that's what people are asking themselves because you have mouths to feed. The reality is that mortgages, all kinds of things in just in daily life, not being extravagant, just trying to live decently as the middle class. I mean, do you worry about the middle class just completely evaporating?
I do. I worry about that for several reasons, but you know, one, because it seems to me that we're starting to, and this could be a catch, so we'll have to wait and see, but we're starting to redefine what we consider poor. You know, so we have a lot of people who are in the middle class who may not necessarily be poor, but because of the dependent programs that the president has advocated and passed, now we have a bunch more people who are on government assistance. Now, that's not to say that, you know, the large majority of people who are on government assistance don't need it, but we would be remiss if we didn't acknowledge, you know, the changing qualifications to receive those forms of aid. And so when you have a bunch of people who are depending upon the government for their sustenance, and then you have a president who campaigned for 4 years calling people who made above $200,000 millionaires and billionaires, he's redefining what is rich. You see what I'm saying? So it seems to me that there's been a redefinition not only from the bottom up but from the top down. And so I feel that eventually if the people on the bottom continue to grow and they're not paying into the system and the people at the top, they're going to have to redefine what rich is to pay for it. The middle class eventually is going to get squeezed. And so what we're going to see is people who are making, you know, $80,000, $100,000 a year considered millionaires and billionaires to pay for the government dependency.
Yeah, and $80,000 a year in a place like Los Angeles, in a place like New York City, in a place, Derek, like San Francisco, and then depending on how many people, too, that might be in your household, that's not, you know, maybe in the 50s, maybe in the 60s, maybe even in the 70s, but times are different now, and you really can't stretch that.
You can't stretch it as nearly as far as you once could. And again, it just, I live in Los Angeles, and so I am constantly looking at my bank statement saying, how in the world are we spending this much more on food? I'm not gaining any weight, so, you know, how is this possible? And, you know, the constant downsizing, and I think that, you know, I think what we're seeing, and I think we may see it a lot next week, is that people have been grumbling, and they haven't been overtly voicing their concerns because of the Teflon of our president's skin. But I think they're going to demonstrate those grumblings in their actions next week.
Yeah, do you feel that, you know, the polls show that now it's pretty much a toss-up, as it's being said. And you can look at all different kinds of polls. You can stretch them from the East Coast to the West Coast. But do you feel pretty good that this is just a gut thing, because, of course, you don't have a crystal ball and I don't. But do you feel as though that, you know, the president might not be a shoo-in here?
You know, a gut reaction, I've seen what they call Chicago politics, and so I won't count my chickens until they're hatched, you know. So I don't want to celebrate too soon. I don't want to get too excited because I don't put anything past, you know, what they're capable of doing. But it just seems to me, whether one looks at the numbers that I put in my commentary or they just take a commonsensical look around them in their daily lives, that, you know, the policies that we've been under over the last 4 years have become so burdensome that it's very difficult to me. You know, one, people still don't know who they're voting for, and two, I can't see people, you know, justifying a continuance of these policies when they clearly haven't worked.
Yeah, and early voting, more people are doing the early voting thing. We're seeing that, so I have a feeling that that may be a little bit of a litmus test, but, boy, we're just days away. Did you already vote?
I'm planning on voting tomorrow.
There you go. I'm voting tomorrow, too. See that?
Yes.
So yeah, they're ahead of time.
In California, you know, my vote doesn't really mean much, but I definitely want to contribute to the popular vote because, you know, the more votes popular, you know, that's out there, it's going to be harder to steal elections, and it's going to be hard to argue with clear and present facts. And so, you know, I'm voting to reduce taxes in the state and, you know, have a new morning in America.
There you go. Hey, Derek Green, it was a pleasure kicking it around with you. Look forward to talking to you in the future. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, Kate.
Bye-bye. Bye, Derek. Thanks.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.